Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. So glad you are joining us for the Minds of Markets podcast today. And we are featuring Tyler Kozub from Handshake Bets. And I can't wait to get into this conversation, not only to hear about, you know, what they do, but how that business actually kind of ties into trading in the markets. But before we start that, got to go through some of the legal stuff here. So got to do this disclaimer. The Minds of Markets podcast is an exploration and deep dive into the minds of some of the best traders and investors in the market. Our goal is to help you, the listener, learn from some of the best out there to improve your knowledge and your skill set as a trader and investor. The Minds of Markets podcast should be used for information and entertainment purposes only. The opinions expressed in this podcast, they're our opinions only, and none of the information contained in this podcast constitutes a recommendation that any particular security, portfolio of security, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable to any specific person. Trading is risky, and past performance is not a guarantee of future results. All right, now that we got the my legal team happy and out of the way here, let me give you you guys a quick introduction on Tyler, who this guy is, who I have fortunately known for quite a while. Tyler Kozub is a co-founder of Handshake Bets. Handshake Bets, the largest bet on anything brand in the world. After graduating from Indiana University's Kelly School of Business, I think I plunked some money there, and starting his professional career at Amazon, and if I'm not mistaken, you were down in St. Louis for a while, Tyler's career became more of that as an entrepreneur. Handshake Bets was acquired in the summer of 2022 by Better Media, where he's now a full-time content creator, producer, and video editor. Ty, I hope that is all right. If there's anything you need me to correct, other than watching you kind of struggle a little bit on some of the hills in Colorado, I think in eighth grade, skiing, let me know.
Siv, you did not have to start me off like that. Sorry, guys. Scott and I go way back, like you said. Grew up playing baseball with him and with the boys, actually. Great group of guys. But no, yeah, honestly, Siv, I think you nailed it right on the coffin. Yeah, I definitely just am happy to be here, and hopefully I can provide a little bit of insight. I was laughing when I was listening to the previous episodes. I heard the disclaimer. And I'll throw it out there right away, guys. I don't know much about the market, but I'm excited to be here, and I'm very thrilled to share whatever insights I can.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ty. So, you know, what everybody wants to hear, and quite frankly, I only know a small portion of this. How did this all come about? I mean, you went from going, you know, from the Kelly Business School to a great job at Amazon, and I know working just the graveyard shifts, terrible hours, even though it was a great company. And then all of a sudden, next thing I know, you're flying around the world. You're literally shaking hands with some of the brightest, you know, biggest names out there. What happened? How'd you get there?
Yeah. Believe it or not, the entire idea of Handshake Bets started at a Taco Bell in the middle of Spain. There was a two-person meal, and one of my buddies that I was studying abroad with, right before we got sent home for COVID, we were at Taco Bell. I was like, yo, I think I could eat the two-person meal in 40 minutes. We made our first Handshake Bet. At the time, we were just making a bet. So that was the very first Handshake Bet that we can call back to. Like I said, we got sent home to Barcelona.
Well, what'd you bet? Somebody had to pay for the two-person meal or what?
It was $20, which is what the meal was worth. Okay. There were 20 pay or not pesos, 20 Jesus, pesos, whatever it was.
€20.
Thank you. Oh, Jesus. So we made that bet, and then, like I said, we got sent home for COVID. Kind of the world was ending. We didn't know what to do, and I was working a job, and you know, James, myself, and Pat, who were fraternity brothers. I've known James since high school as well. It was just, we kind of were just like, yo, like, let's make a business, let's do something. And, you know, it really, like, we were kind of just all stuck at home, didn't really know what to do. So I just started like doing puzzles. And I was like, you know what, like, I'm betting with my brother, like, yo, can I finish this puzzle today? I was betting with my mom, how many shirts can I throw out today? Because she wanted me to clean my closet. And like all these like little things, like over under lines just started getting formed. So I put it on my Snapchat. And if anyone has seen a handshake bet video, you'll see a lot of times we do $2 bets. And the $2 is, there is some significance to that in the fact that, sorry, there's balloons on my screen. I won't hold up any twos anymore. Once I started putting stuff on my Snapchat, I was like setting lines, like, can I finish this, you know, piece of pizza in 5 minutes? People started, the dollar I was going to accept, the dollar amount I was willing to accept per bet was $2. So that's kind of how that all started, because I was actually collecting money via Venmo from people who were betting on me doing everyday tasks while I was stuck at home for quarantine. So like slowly but surely, we saw, you know, we hosted a virtual pool game. We had $500 actually wagered on a single pool game between myself and James. And we're like, hey, we might have something here. So we started to develop an app, started to do a lot of things. And then once we started marketing, that's kind of how Handshake Bets, the social media brand, took off. We started mainly on TikTok, definitely still our biggest platform today, but we, you know, have an Instagram, which is with a very strong following right now. And we're still trying to just make sure that we are spreading the good word of Handshake Bets. The story of Handshake Bets, though, is competitive friends, competitive people that are going to, you know, it's like going to the bar, hey, go get that girl's number. But it's like, yo, go get that girl's number. If I do it, I'll buy you that drink. That's a handshake bet to us. That's how we kind of, that's how we look at it. It's like all of those every single day challenges that you're making with your friends. That's a handshake bet. Is that make sense?
Oh, that's awesome. And I could just imagine, you know, watching the Bears game last night, how many handshake bets were on how many more passes Justin Fields going to make behind the line of scrimmage, right? Is going to be, I mean, come on.
The handshake bet of the night last night was, is it going to be screen right or screen left?
There you go.
And that was the handshake bet we were making all night last night. It's so funny because like what a lot of people, when I first explained it to them, like, that sounds so simple, so easy. Like I said, when we started, we wanted to make a platform that people could exchange money on. And yeah. I definitely still think there's potential for that. But right now we are way more focused on the marketing side.
So people, you know, they get the app or they see you guys on TikTok, Snapchat, whatever it is, and they take your concept, right? Or is there a platform that they actually go to make the bet, you know, and do people see the bet happening? How does that actually, like, you know, let's say in the game last night, let's say, you know, I bet the next pass is 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage to the right. I'll bet you $2. How do people see that?
Right. So right now, the way that we're doing that is solely through social video, short form videos. The entire goal of Handshake Bets is to develop a platform. I'd say very similar to a combination of like a Twitter thread with Venmo capabilities. Right. So it's you basically say, I propose that bet to you, and then you go on the app, and instead of like liking or reposting, you're either accepting or denying the bet, at which point then we enter some sort of contract. At the end, we agree upon the results, and then the winner is either paid out or the loser pays the winner. That is like the entire methodology of what we want to get to with Handshake Bets. And that's what we set out to do in quarantine during 2021. In like May of 2021, we had this idea like, hey, like we could probably make an app out of this. We actually did have an MVP and we don't have it anymore. We took it down based on our relationship with Better. We took it off the App Store. But, you know, we had a decent amount of users on there, actually. People loved it. And I definitely want to bring it back one day. That's one of those things that we definitely, in the pipeline, hopefully we can see that one coming up in the near future.
So before we get into the relationship with Better, how do you monetize this?
That's the Handshake question. Bets, the app? Yeah.
How do you guys make money off of this? I know if I'm trading, you know, I buy something for $1 and I sell it for $1.40, I make money, right? Pretty cut and dry. How do you guys make money off of this?
Yeah, we originally started thinking about doing ads, just like running banner ads and whatnot. And what you quickly learn when you start to develop an app, and granted, none of us have any backgrounds in development. I studied supply chain management. James was a financial analyst at a pharmaceutical company. And Pat is actually a CPA. He hadn't even started his job at a big consulting firm yet. By the time
it's James Dvorak, everybody. Who's Pat? Sorry.
Pat Murtaugh. He is he's actually from New York. One of our fraternity brothers that we started Handshake Bets with. Gotcha. But like I said, none of us had had any background in developing an app. So we're like, oh, we'll just put banner ads. Those seem to do well, right? Because those are like that's the easiest thing. You start looking, it's like you get like 0.00001 cent per, you know, view. And it's like over time, it's like, okay, how many ads do we have to have on this app? You know, it's like, okay, how big can we make them? Okay, let's not do that. It's going to ruin the entire like feature of the thing. So then what Handshake Bets decided to do, and I would say maybe a little bit ill-advised, right? So we didn't know how to code the app, and then we started to develop a cryptocurrency, basically. Think about a Fortnite skin that you would buy on V-Bucks. We wanted people to basically buy credits, you could say, on the app, and then you would be exchanging those, right? So instead of actually paying directly dollar for dollar, it was like you would have to buy coins and then get and then enter the contract and then get paid out in coins and then take out your money via coins. That was at the end of the day, right? That was our cryptocurrency economy that we were trying to develop, which, like I said, guys.
That's better than
Right. So that was the other thing, right? So it was 2021, right? All the markets, everything's going up, right? And we're like, okay, wait, what if we just launch a coin and we promise, right? Like NFTs, right? We'll just promise that these NFTs are going to be worth something one day if you know, upgrade your character and like now you have a Cubs. If you want to bet against me on the Cubs game against St. Louis, like we'll give you your character a Cubs hat, right? And we're like, and now you could trade that Cubs hat in for Cubs tickets in a virtual economy. We have an entire plan that we probably spent, I don't know, somewhere upwards of like 100 to 200 hours just like writing down on paper all the things we wanted to do with this currency that does not exist at all. It was called Shakes.
Hopefully it wasn't a guarantee like SBF, Sam Bankman Fried, but that's a whole nother story here. All right, so you're going along here through COVID. I mean, I had heard a little bit about this just, you know, from the community, let's say. And then next thing I know, literally, you're flying all over the place and you're getting wined and dined and you're attending the Super Bowl and you're doing this and you're doing that. And I'm thinking of you, tumbling head over feet down the mountain. How did that happen? How did you get to better and what happened?
Yeah, so like you said so perfectly in the intro, after school I moved down to St. Louis, and you know I was working the graveyard shift at Amazon, which for those of you guys that don't know, that's Wednesday through Saturday, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. I was in a new city by myself, living in a one-bedroom apartment, didn't know anyone, right? I'm just trying to tell the story, and so I was like, you know, I got to get out of here for my mental health. So I put in a request. Amazon honored it, moved me back to Chicago. Was still working the same shift, but now I got to move in with James Dvorak, one of our other co-founders. And it was awesome because I would be getting home from work, he'd be going to work, and so like for 2 hours, I'd get home at like, you know, 7 a.m. He would leave at like maybe 9, 8, 9, and we would make like three or four handshake bets for the day, and we got in such a good rhythm of it. And the first one that took off was us staring out of our apartment and betting on which way the L train was going to go, right or left. And when I mean took off, I mean, guys, we went from 5,000 TikTok followers to like 30,000 literally overnight. And this small company that hadn't even launched yet reached out to us. Actually, one of our best friends down here, we work with her on a daily basis, Carol. I'll give her a little shout out there. She reached out to us. She's like, hey, we're looking for content creators. Long story short, we're working with an A-list celebrity. We can't tell you who it is. I can't tell you what the business behind it is, but we're looking for content creators and we want to do something different. We don't just want brand ambassadors. We want to bring people in and inspire that next generation of content through short form video. And when I heard that, like I said, guys, I was supply chain management civ. Like I didn't know what I was doing. And they're like, no, we want to inspire the next generation. The next thing I know, like you're saying, I was literally on a flight to Puerto Rico to meet Jake Paul, who's arguably one of the best video content creators in the world. And I was sitting in his, you know, I was sitting in his kitchen within like 36 hours of meeting these people, being reached out via Instagram DMs, believe it or not. And yeah, and that's kind of that's that was the that was the ball that got it rolling. What that one video took off, and then from there, it was like, okay, where could we go make a handshake bet next? And that was when they're like, hey, we want to give you guys all the resources you need that you think you need right now to continue to grow this and ride this wave. Because that's the thing about social media is it's so, what have you done for me lately? And if you're in that algorithm and you're pumping good content, they're going to keep serving you and they're going to reward you with putting the follow button next to your name. They're going to put you on those For You Explore pages. And like that was something we were learning this all on the fly. I remember they flew us out to the World Series. We joined in, what was it, like middle of August. We were in the World Series in November. And they're like, hey, like go to the World Series, make as many handshake bets as you can. We had Pat put on a Astros jersey. It was in Philly. And he was just getting bombarded with hate comments the entire time we were down there. Nothing bad, just like, you know, he's not actually, it was awesome. And it's just a wild ride. It all happened so quickly. It feels like just yesterday that we were sitting in our apartment looking out of our window saying, what can we bet on? And now, like you said, we live in Miami, full-time content creators, and just continue to push the envelope on what we can do.
So you're with Better now. Is Handshake Bets still its own brand and a part of Better, or is it just Better, or what?
So Better aqua hired us, which is a term I had never heard before. It's very much like merger. So they bought us. They gave us full time jobs too. That was part of the deal. It was like, hey, we'll bring you guys over, give you full time jobs. We still operate as our own separate entity. We have our own merch. They have Better merch. But we are under their umbrella.
Wear one of these.
I would love to wear it in a video. Seriously. One of those. So Better operates as a media company that is attached to a sports book and daily fantasy app. We have Better Holdings, which is our parent company. And then Handshake Bets falls under the umbrella of Better Media. We are the largest brand under Better currently, but that doesn't mean that we don't, like, we are also partnered with the Kavner twins and obviously Jake Paul, who has more followers than ESPN if you add them all up on his social platforms, which is cool. So yeah, we definitely, but we are a subset of Better. We obviously work for Better. You'll see, if you follow Better on social, you'll see me post about betting things on Better and Handshake Bets things on Handshake Bets profiles.
That's unreal. So tell us a little bit about the Better product, the Better app. Why does someone, outside of saying, yeah, this, I'm going to Jake Paul, right? Why does someone that is in that arena, why do they use Better?
Yeah. So Better right now, our main product offering is Better Picks, which is a daily fantasy sports app. The entire design of the fantasy application is supposed to be very intuitive. A lot of the old sports books and daily fantasy apps look like, in our opinion, spreadsheets. We want to shake that up. We wanted to make it so that it was something that when you looked at, we're not like, this is an eyesore, but this is more visually appealing. And it also is just easier to use. A lot of our terminology, we've gone away from, normal American odds, which are sometimes hard to interpret. You know, just like in the market, right, where there are terms that are a little bit more difficult to understand, there's a learning curve, right? We want to take that bigger.
You've got your intermediates, you've got your advanced. So I imagine it's the same, if you're going to a betting platform.
Right. And we want to make it so that, someone can turn on a TV, download our app, deposit money, and enjoy the game a little bit more. That is, at the end of the day, like, we look at daily fantasy sports as a way to enhance your viewing experience. And that's something that I genuinely support and I believe in. Because I'll say it, I put money on games. It makes it more fun to watch. I'm not the biggest proponent of betting in general. I would say, just as I listen to the last episode with who'd you last interview?
Oliver Rennick.
The one before that, sorry.
Charlie Moon. Mike Shore.
Yeah.
Probably Charlie Moon.
Charlie Moon.
Professional poker player.
Correct. Charlie Moon was talking about, you got to be responsible with, your money in the market, right? And if you're not having a good day, you got to be able to step away and say, this is not my day. You got to wait for that next chance. It's the exact same thing in, daily fantasy sports or in sports betting in general. You need to be extremely careful. And that's something that we try to push here Better. So to go back to your question of why use the Better app, we are the first daily fantasy sports app to not accept credit cards at all as a way to deposit, because we are very cautious of, you know, people that have addictive tendencies. We want to make sure that people are being smart with their money. And I do think the ease of use is another big thing when comparing our daily fantasy sports offering to others. I'm not going to go through all the promos because there's so many. And, you know, we don't want to compete with the promos. We want to just make sure that we have the best product for someone to, you know, come and play daily fantasy sports.
That's unreal. I mean, I love that. And you're so right. I mean, whether it's, you know, 10 cents or whatever it is, if you're watching a game, you definitely like to get the juices going and you have something on a specific player or the team or whatever. There's no question about that. That enhances it. So what's the growth, you know, strategy from here? So you're with Better, you're creating content for them. Is growth just to find the next best thing? What for you guys? I'm not talking about Better. I'm saying for you guys, for you, James, Pat. You know, where do you build this thing? Where do you go from here?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point or a really great question. And a lot of the time, you know, when we sit, you know, when we sit here, we, you know, think about like what's something cool we could do. Like I've kind of already alluded to, we've been to some of the coolest sporting events in the world. Oh, yeah. It's not for us. It's not about
7-year-old body is very envious.
Yeah, it's not really for me about going to the next greatest thing. It's about like now turning this into a brand that people want to associate with via a podcast, or we want to turn into this into an actual bona fide media company at the end of the day. Right now we are literally just a, in my opinion, just a social media brand. And I think there is something behind it too. Is it develop a product, right? Do we go back to that route? Well, I think we have other options of, like I said, like diving into a podcast where we, you know, interview people. I think our handshake bets are the coolest when we can go into someone else's arena. So, you know, whether that's their job or just like every day, like not sports, anything other than sports, please.
All right. So when you guys are in Chicago next, okay, I want to take you down to the trading floor at the SIBO. I'm going to plug the SIBO right now, Chicago Board Options Exchange. Going to stand off to the side of the S&P 500 options pit. What kind of bets can you make there? Right? Because
that's awesome.
You've got the market, literally the S&P 500 trading live right in front of you. You can see tick by tick. What is the next move? I want to know what you guys are going to do. So I am going to make that happen for sure. That'll be really cool.
That would be, no, I'm like, I hope people can see my smile like that. That would be awesome. That like, that's what we like. I think it's really cool. We've done a couple of DoorDash videos with like Pat, he was on DoorDash. Like when you can dive into someone's job and career and like bet on it, it makes it a little bit more fun for them too. Like we go to Jimmy John's, right? And we're like, hey, over under a minute to make this sandwich. And they fly through that sandwich. I'm not, and like, it's on video. I can drop all these. Like it is the most, I think it's the coolest thing about Handshake Bites. We love going into other people's arenas. And like I was saying, like, I want to bring people onto a podcast and like talk to them about their job and then go make handshake bets with them. But
I mean, that's awesome. That is really awesome. So on kind of on that line, what is in, and I know you got started really the big intro was the bet on which way the L is going to be going next. What's two of the craziest bets that you have ever seen? Not necessarily that you made, but that you've ever seen anybody, you know, post what, I mean, I can't even think about how this could go.
Here's what we're going to do. I'll give you one of the sports bets that I thought was the most insane thing of all time. I saw a guy turn 50,000 on like a 15 leg parlay, which is insane. As we like to say, or as I like to say to the boys, only fools bet parlays. But it was like a 15 leg parlay and turned it into like $3.5 million. And it was a lot of heavy favorites. It was like two long shots. It was actually on the first day of the tournament, March Madness tournament. I want to say 2 years ago. I don't know this person individually, but it was one of the more massive wins I've ever seen. And like, just like whenever someone can have that much confidence and, you know, put their nuts on the table and put that much on a bet, like that's insane to me. I respect that, but I also am just like, yo, don't do that if you can't do that. but yeah, no, that's probably the craziest sports bet I've seen. Then in the handshake bets world, I think my favorite bet, and you're gonna be like, there's no way, but I think my favorite bet is when we bet on people's right or left foot as their next step. We've done this in a couple of different arenas, and one of the one that is my favorite is we were sitting in line, we were sitting at the airport, like right at the gate, like right before, and this sweet old lady, she had to be 75, and we're like, I'm like, James, yo, right or left foot. And the video went crazy, and this lady like steps, she picks up her left foot and puts it back down, but like it never fully came off. And then she stepped with her right foot, so it was extremely dramatic. But when we can, we bet on hockey skates, like which hockey player's foot is going to go first in the penalty box, which is the outfielder's first step going to be his right or left foot, just like stuff like that. When you can just take the smallest thing, right, the micro moment of life. Which foot are they going to use first? And like we just go crazy over it. And that's my favorite handshake bet. I know it's not the craziest thing, but
Oh, that's
that's
on. I mean,
my favorite.
it just goes to show you, literally, in everyday walk of life. You know, it's like a Seinfeld. You can literally pick out probably any minute that you are at and say, you know what? What's the next thing that's going to happen there? Or that's actually pretty awesome.
It's really cool because the micro moments, like stuff like that. Really quick plug for Better Again. It's the sports book side of it is focused on micro betting. So when they saw us betting on these micro moments of life, that was really what connected our two brands together so well, because they wanted to look at micro betting.
That's great. That's awesome. Two more things. I'm trying to think of how to phrase this without offending you.
Go
Biggest
for it.
mistakes you guys made. Okay, so
Oh,
you're out of
geez.
college. You guys have jobs. You don't like them. It's now COVID. You're locked down. You don't know what the heck you're doing. You know, don't take that the wrong way, right? It just goes to show the success that you guys have had. Biggest mistake along the way with this, and I'm not talking about going to St. Louis for Amazon.
That was definitely a mistake. Oh, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. And no, I actually wouldn't. I don't think I would be here without that
Here, right?
mistake. No, literally. Yeah, biggest mistake in the handshake belts realm, I would say, and this is like actually going back to like my, I'd say business school background. I really think that we rushed into having a minimal viable product. I think we actually took the term minimal viable product, MVP, and thought it meant everything because you're taught in business school, right? Start with MVP, start with MVP. But we like invested our money into the MVP versus making sure that we needed an MVP at the time, right? Like I said, our app was relatively successful to how many people we had maybe following us or whatnot, but we put money into a product that we didn't need. We could have started making Handshake Bets videos as the MVP before we did. We invested, and I'm okay saying it. Like we put $25,000 into an app, to build it because we had no knowledge of how to do it ourselves. And it was a waste of money. It was a failure in the sense that we took the textbook like to a T, right? I tried Scott when I first talked to you. I was like, how do I relate this to the market? And I'm gonna try, okay? So hear me out. Imagine technical analysis is when you look at the charts, correct? And you right? Okay. So imagine you see the exact like falling knife, right? You see the exact moment, and you're not supposed to try to catch. You're not supposed to try to catch the falling knife. I know that much, okay? Let it hit the ground first. We saw the exact moment, let's say, that chart was falling, and we knew the correct thing to do, but in our minds, we like jumped the gun still, right? We still bought a little bit too early, right? We came out on top, right? We still got our profits from it, but we jumped the gun a little bit too early. We caught the knife a little bit too early, and in this case, we bit the bullet a little bit too early with our pockets, and it hurt. But we bounced back and we recovered and we were resilient and we focused on what we could. But I would say that building the MVP, make sure you need it first. That would be my biggest piece of advice.
So I'm gonna try and connect, you know, what you do with trading. And from what I got from you is a couple things, especially with Better. Number one, as you mentioned about Charlie Moon, you gotta realize you're going to lose, right? You're going to lose. And when you get in one of those streaks, one of those ruts, something's just not going for you, it's okay to walk away and come back, because the goal is obviously to make sure you can come back the next day, right? So you've got to realize that. And I always put things when I'm talking to my students, my clients in baseball terms or sports terms. And, you know, the best hitters out there in the world in professional baseball are not even successful 30% of the time. Now, if I was only successful 30% of the time, I'd be out of business. Fortunately, it's a lot higher than that. But you still have to realize that you are going to lose. And from the emotional, from the psychological side of it, whether you're trading, betting, whatever it is, if you can't accept that, you're done for, right? If you can't accept defeat, you're done for. So it sounds like, you know, there's a lot of similarities there. So I love that about better, that's kind of in your mantra, that you really guide people that way to not overload, let's say, and to just be able to walk away. So, you know, I think that is awesome. And it sounds like, you know, the synergy between your clientele and kind of what we do with trading in the markets, though, you know, we're not just shaking someone's hand. We're using a lot of technical analysis, a lot of fundamental analysis to make the best decision, rather than just looking out at the window and say, hey, who's trading higher tomorrow, Amazon or Tesla, right? But right. There's a lot of similarities there. So that's, this is really cool. And we got to talk offline about this a lot more, because it's awesome.
Yeah, no, I would love to.
Let me ask you a question, because I know you guys are looking down the road, maybe to, you know, get into the media podcast world. For us, if there were one or two people you'd recommend that we interview, okay, whether it's financially related or not, give me a couple names, because that's, we want to cater to our audience, and we want to bring them, you know, people that they want to see. So.
Yeah. I've actually, this was really tough for me, because I've been, like you alluded to earlier, introduced to a lot of really cool people. But I tried to keep it to a list of people, and it's two people, in my kind of immediate network that I've, you know, reached out to. The first one is definitely a little bit, more attainable, I'd say, but his name is Alex Lieberman. He's one of the founders of Morning Brew, which is an email marketing service. We actually have looked into email marketing and what he did with his brand ambassadorship program, which is all of his users became his brand ambassadors, is a really, really cool platform. So basically what it was is, like, if you refer, you know, 5 people, we're going to send you this sticker. If you refer 10 people on top of that, here's a coffee mug, and so on and so forth. And that's how he got his users to grow his base, his actual entire distribution. So I've listened to a lot of his podcasts and stuff, and more than welcome to help you try to connect with him on LinkedIn. Another one that I feel is a little bit more attainable for me to help you get introduced to is a man named Roger Ehrenberg. He's an investor at Better, but he's also a part owner of the Miami Marlins. I had the opportunity to go down to Vegas with him for Slam Ball. He's actually the I don't want to get his title wrong.
Is Slam Ball, let me just guess, is it that basketball, like, on trampoline thing or no?
Yes. So okay. He's leading the charge and bringing the sport back. We went to the championship game. If I could say one thing about Slam Ball, it is probably the most hard thing to do in the world. I played a lot of sports. Being on a trampoline, running, jumping, and trying to, you know, be at, like, move around in the air while you're flying at higher speeds, it's insane. But he has a really, really awesome insight, both in the markets, in what's the word, housing, like retail spaces and whatnot. Yeah, exactly. No, he's probably one of the coolest people I've met. And I would love to get you guys in contact with him. I think he would be an awesome person to have on the show.
I'll be in Miami tomorrow, man. Let's hook it up.
Sounds good. I'll reach out to him and see what I can do.
Hey, in all seriousness, again, going back on the personal side of things, I've known you for a very, very long time. For those of you that are watching here, Tyler happens to be one of my youngest son's closest friends in the world. And so I've seen you from the time you were, you know, tiny little, you know, no good kid, like my son, really just, you know, blossom and branch out and use the entrepreneurial skills that I know comes in your family. And it's just so awesome to see what you are building here. And I'm really proud of you, quite frankly. So it's awesome.
I appreciate you, Sib. I appreciate you letting me come in on here and ramble. Hopefully, for those of you guys that are listening, I gave you some insight. If you guys have any questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. But most importantly, subscribe to Minds of Markets, because this podcast is going places, and I'm very excited to be I'm honored to be on the show, Scott. So I could not thank you enough for letting me come on and talk to you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Ty. Really, really appreciate it. And just keep at it. Keep at it. Give James my best too. Pat also, I don't know Pat, but James I know pretty well. So
we'll all meet you at the board of the trading
for one day. I am 100% serious about that. We'll make it happen. All right, man. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Bye. Later.